explain, how did you go about choosing your major? When you decided, and how you decided?
Okay, well, I decided on my major during summer before my sophomore year, and I decided by taking a variety of different classes and seeing how I did in them, see if I liked it or not, and if I thought I'd enjoy doing that for several years.
Mm-hmm. We talked about, what's your major right now?
Right now I'm undeclared, but I'm planning on declaring an ICS major.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the process? Did you choose a career first, or do you believe in choosing a major?
I chose a major by choosing my career first and trying to visualize what I'd be doing in the next 10 years and how I could see my job and stuff like that. And so I decided the ICS major would be appropriate for me because I enjoyed the ICS programs and I thought it was really interesting, and I think there's a lot of room for advancement in the career field.
When you came into UCI as a freshman, were there any pressures to declare a major by your high school counselor or your friends or your parents?
I felt a lot of pressure from my parents to declare a major, and a lot from my high school counselor too, because looking back on it now, I don't think they knew how to handle students that were undeclared or undecided. They wanted to know what your major was, and then they could fit you into a program that was already planned out for that major. And so I found it kind of difficult to remain undeclared. People were putting a lot of pressure on me to declare a major. But I decided not to because I wasn't really committed to any one field. And once I got to Irvine, I realized there were a lot of other people that were in the same situation.
Were there other services, or what courses influenced you to choose your major? Or what people influenced you as far as choosing your major in ICS?
Yeah, for right now. Let me think about that a little more.
What services, if any, at the center helped you with this decision? Did you use any, like SIGGI or any of our courses?
I've never been there.
That's good to say, because it's part of what we're trying to do is show a solution by contrast. And we may even want to use some of your comments out of context, if you don't mind, but it would help us with the production to have you say,
"Oh,
I never went there."
Could you paraphrase that question, then? What services, if any, at the center helped you with this decision?
I didn't use the Career Planning and Placement Center in deciding upon my major. I was influenced more by friends of mine that were in the major that really liked it a lot, and I had a class in high school in ICS, and I did okay, and I thought I'd like to find out a little bit more about it, so I took the ICS 1 class as an introduction to see how I did, and it turns out I liked it, so I want to go ahead with that.
If you could do it over again, if you were to advise your younger sister, younger brother, who's a high school senior who's about to enter UC Irvine, and your younger brother or sister is now in SPA, what would you tell them as far as how to choose a major, how to choose a career?
I tell them not to be rushed, just to take their time and take classes that they're really interested in, not things that your parents want you to take or things that your friends are taking or your counselors tell you to take, just to make sure it's something that you really are interested in, because it's going to be your career for the rest of your life. And not to be rushed by it, because you have 2 years to declare a major, and even after your junior year you can change your major, so that isn't any problem.
Right now you're a sophomore in college. What are your plans right now as far as to solidify your career choice? Are you going to be taking some specific steps to find out whether you'd like to be a programmer or not?
Well, first of all, I have to take 2 years of math and 1 year of ICS before I can declare my major, so depending on how well I do this year will really depend if I can get into the major at all. And if I cannot get into it here, I'll have to transfer schools to become an ICS major, and that will have an effect on my career plans.
How will it affect your career plans?
That'll affect my career plans because I'll be moving out of the area, and I'll be meeting different people, and I might run into like some other aspect of the field that I'm more interested in than just computer programming. It could be like sales or advertisement or just business management in a computer firm.
So right now you're saying you're not really set on being a computer programmer then, that you're sort of open, is that? What are your feelings on making a definite career choice? Are you still wondering what your career choice is?
I'm not definitely decided on the job I want to have. I'm interested in the field, and I'm not really sure what kind of jobs are available, so I'm not limiting myself to just programming or just administration.
What services can be offered? Would you use a career planning and placement center to help you decide on your career choice?
I think a program in, like, on-the-job training, where you could go out and work in a computer firm or in an engineering firm or in a medical laboratory would benefit students by letting them see what kind of jobs are available, and if they're planning on being a lab technician, to actually try it and see if they really, really want that.
You said that you've never used the services of Career Planning and Placement Center. Oh, that's okay. Are there any services that you plan to use, say if all things go well and you do declare ICS and you're accepted into the program at the end of your sophomore year? What services would you like to see specifically to prepare you for the job besides the services you mentioned?
Oh, I think I'll be going to the Career Planning Placement Center to find out about summer jobs or just permanent jobs in the computer industry and to find out what kind of I'd like to use the Career Planning and Placement Center to find out about summer jobs and I'm getting so nervous because I'm starting. I'd like to use the Career Planning and Placement Center to find out about summer jobs and about career plans, and I'd like to use them to contact people that are in the field to talk to someone about, talk to a computer programmer about what they feel is important to know before you get out into the job, what kind of classes to take and what kind of background you need.
You know, everybody, not everybody, I hear a lot of students saying, gee, I've got to graduate in 4 years. I've got to get my BA in 4 years. And so they put the pressure on themselves. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm planning on attending college for 5 years because I realize that there's a lot of things to do. Aside from just learning, there's a lot of things to do just in being young and being a college student, and I think it's kind of a shame to rush through in 4 years when you end up missing so much stuff that's really fun, because once you graduate, you're going to have a full-time job and you're going to have a lot of responsibility. You won't be able to get away.
What are some fun things you think are just as important as this academic learning? What are some fun things that you plan to do?
Well, there are a lot of things that are just as important as college as far as education goes. One of them definitely is getting along with people. Traveling and seeing how different cultures, you know, work, and like clubs on campus, like sororities and fraternities and sports clubs, and getting involved with ASB. And if you get into college and you get into a lot of activities, you find it really hard to keep up a full-time schedule with your studies. And I just think it's just as important to get out and really get into different aspects of campus life just besides academic.
What do you tell SPOP students as they come in? Because you're a SPOP counselor. Is that what you tell them?
When I'm advising the SPOP students, I advise them to balance their schedule out socially and academically and not plan too much time for studying and not plan too much time for socializing to make sure they get a really broad education at college.
Another myth that students have is that career decision-making is a once-in-a-lifetime decision. I hear students saying that they feel pressure at 19 to choose a major that's going to affect the rest of their life, or at 22, you know, deciding what they want to do for the rest of your life, what rest of their life. What thoughts do you have on that as far as, do you feel that career decision-making is a once-in-a-lifetime decision for you?
I don't feel that career planning or I don't feel that career decision-making is a once-in-a-lifetime decision, because during the past year, I've changed my mind several times on my major, and it's just too important of a step to take all at once to decide I'm going to be a bio major, I'm going to be a doctor, and just go for it, because there's a lot of things that can happen to you, and you may not make it into law school or medical school, and it's like you can't put all your eggs in one basket. If you choose a major, you want to be sure that it's a major that has very diverse aspects to it, so you can get into several jobs. You don't want to limit yourself to one career for the rest of your life, because most people do change jobs during their lifetime.
You had talked about that when you came in that you were going to be a doctor, that you took biology first and didn't do well enough. Can you explain that? What were your career plans when you first came into college? Was it to be a doctor?
When I first registered at Irvine, I registered undeclared, but I was interested in biological sciences, and I took their first year program of humanities and chemistry, and I did fairly well in it. And when I got to the second quarter, all the students, well, the chemistry, let's see. Okay. Do you want me to say all this personal stuff?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, when I first came to Irvine, I was undeclared, but I was interested in biological sciences, and so I took the first year program of humanities and chemistry. During the fall quarter, I did fairly well, and then the winter quarter was weed out quarter, and 75% of the students dropped out of the chemistry class, making the curve much harder. And I wasn't used to people grading on a curve, and it became really difficult, and the competition was very intense when you realize that for every person that gets an A, one person has to get an F. So I became very disillusioned with the medical career, because I couldn't see myself going to several years of college, just hardcore competition for the grades. And although I thought the material was interesting, I decided that it wasn't the major for me, because the competition was just too tough.
Did you seek counseling help at this time, or did you talk to your unaffiliated advisor as far as choosing a major, or what happened after when you were disillusioned about the biology career?
After I decided against the biology career, I decided to talk to my counselor about this, and she advised me to take several classes in other areas to see what I'd be interested in. And I found that most other schools aren't as competitive as the biological science program, and it was a lot easier for me to do well, and I enjoyed my classes a lot more once I realized that I didn't have to compete and I didn't have to be number one in med school.
As far as some advice you'd like to give, this is your chance to give some advice to students.
Oh, God.
If you've ever wanted to hear yourself sing or...
what was that question you asked me that I didn't answer?
Oh, just about some of the myths you said. I don't want to... The myth number three. The myth number four. One of the myths is that you need to get a job is a bachelor's degree from UC Irvine. Are there other things besides an academic courses that you think are important as far as getting a job?
I think there are a lot of other things that are important as far as getting a job besides an academic major. You need to be a well-rounded person, and I think that getting involved in campus activities, for instance, ASB offices, student advisor positions, positions of responsibility will better prepare you for a college, or better prepare you. Getting involved in
ASB. Look at me as you're talking to me. Just be relaxed. You're talking to me. You're not talking to that microphone. You're talking to me.
Okay. I feel that being a well-rounded person is much more important than having a good grade point average or a really tough major as far as getting a job, because when you go to an interview, you have to sell yourself. And it's easier to sell yourself if you have more confidence and in your ability to handle responsibility, to deal with people. And I feel that getting involved in the campus as far as ASB offices, campus organizations, student advisor positions, help prepare students for the college, after college life, and jobs by giving them more responsibility and forcing them to manage their time and to deal directly with people. Because if you are strictly into the academic side of college, it's very easy to hide in the library or to hang out in your room 12 hours a day and never talk to anybody. Because especially at college, there's a lot of people, and if you don't want to see someone or you don't want to talk to anybody, it's very easy to get lost in the crowd. Get ready.
Jane, tell me about your background now. What year are you in school and your major?
Okay, I'm a third-year drama major, although I started into UCI as a humanities major and then eventually changed my major over to drama.
Why did you choose? Why did you choose your major? What point?
Well, I came into school as a humanities major because I felt that maybe it was a more stable major and I could get a job when I got out of school. And along my second or third quarter, I realized what I really wanted to do was drama and be involved in the arts in some form. And so I eventually made the decision to change my major over from there.
We were talking at one point about, what are your career plans after graduation? What are they?
Well, my ultimate goal was to be directing or work in production, and the course I've chosen is to eventually go on to grad school and get some kind of business education so that I can work in theater management or that I can work in use my administrative skills towards theater. And that is what my goal is as of now. And being a junior, I don't know how stable that is. I still have another year to play around with it, I suppose.
If you had to advise some students about choosing a major, what would you say, let's say, to entering freshman?
If you had
a younger sister who said, gee, I don't know what major, or I'm coming to UCI, what should I do? What would you advise them as far as how to go about choosing a major?
I would say to realistically sit down and look at what you really want to do. And you can think about the careers that are available, but I think the ultimate goal would be to be getting paid for something you really like doing. And so I would advise coming in as the major that you are interested in, not going into a major specifically because somebody says you'll have a job when you get out of school.
A lot of students, so I think some of the problems are they don't know which way to go. Should they go undeclared? Because I find, especially within the liberal arts, a lot of them don't know what they want. And so oftentimes, if they don't know what they want, they'll declare something like they're going declared, or they'll do something like art history.
Mm-hmm.
How would you help them as far as, how would you tell them, what are some things that they can do to find out what they want to do?
Experiment, take different classes. Although, ultimately, they want to get out with a degree, and that is really important, that you don't come into school and flounder around. I think it's important maybe to also try different things. The school offers the pass-no-pass system, and that just opens a wide field up to you without having to worry about a grade to try something totally new and different. And if somebody is floundering around, people usually have at least a basic idea of what they like to do, and I think they should just try different areas in that way.
Besides taking courses to find out what they want to do, are there other things that they should be doing in their freshman and sophomore year?
Well, courses is probably the most available thing. Again, if it's a career interest, check out different careers, and then you could always work that direction, finding a career that interests you, and then look at what you need, what skills you'll need in order to fit into that career, and you could work that way. Outside activities, try different things outside of school, volunteer jobs or something like that until you find something you're interested in.
Yeah, you're saying, in your own life, you started out with humanities major because mm-hmm. you thought maybe there's more of a chance of getting a job, but you switched over to theater arts.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the things that you did to help you make that decision?
I took extensive humanities classes, and I really liked to write, and that's where I was going from that direction. But I realized while I was in the middle of all these humanities classes and writing all these papers that this wasn't exactly all I wanted to do. And so at the time, I was also taking drama classes. I was auditioning for shows, and I was working on a show at the time. And I just kind of weighed which half of campus I felt more at home in. And I guess I'd had a lot of drama background to begin with, though, and I made the decision from there, working in both fields for a while and seeing and weighing them against each other.
What about using a double major? Had you thought thought about that?
I did think about double majoring, and for me, I wanted to get out of school in 4 years. I didn't want to be, because I want to go on to grad school, and I didn't feel I wanted to spend that much time in undergrad work. And I thought maybe I would be the type of person who would start floundering, who would be halfway in between nowhere if I didn't put all my energies towards one degree. So I still have I still study a lot in humanities, and I take a lot of writing classes and composition classes, and I apply them towards theater arts. So I feel like if I come out with just a theater arts major, or just a drama major, I'll still have used my humanities background.
Would you advise other students to follow your path as far as, you know, getting out in 4 years, or?
No, that was my own decision, and it seems like more and more people want 5 years, and if you're going to learn something, I don't know, sometimes I see people who are just staying 5 years because they're scared, you know, they don't want to go out in the big world, or they just, something like that, but if you really want to learn something, and you're staying in 5 years to take classes you're interested in, possibly to double major, possibly just to take your time and take all the classes you want, I think it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm. But for you, you felt that it wasn't a need because you were already going, you have some career goal to go for your MBA degree?
A little bit direction, and because I want to go on to grad school, it isn't like I would be saying, well, this is 4 years in school and that's it. I'll still be in the education process and still be learning and still be taking a lot of classes. So it really isn't 4 years. It's 4 years undergrad.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're saying your career goal is to really go into like production or to go into arts management. What are some things that you're doing right now to prepare you for the MBA degree or to prepare you for working once you're out of college?
Okay, well, as of now, I'm a peer academic advisor for fine arts, which keeps me in the arts field, but it also is a lot of administrative work, a lot of typing, and a lot of other things involved in that. Also, I'm working as Orientation Week coordinator, which, again, is an administrative job. And I'm learning a lot about business, or at least it's not business per se, but it's administration, and that's... I think that can count towards it.
Are there any other things that you wish to take or you hope to take in the next 2 years?
Well, there's things I have to take. A couple, I have to get more of a math background, which I'm sorely lacking. And I'm more interested in getting more involved in administrative skills. I'd like to move off campus maybe and work with, you know, the county or something like that in a different capacity.
And throughout this process, as far as, you know, deciding on a humanities major and then switching over to theater arts, then solidifying your major, mm-hmm. and then thinking about your career choice, did you at all use any of the services of career planning and placement?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. But I used more of a...
services did you use?
I did use SIGGI. And I also used the drop-in advisor, and it just happened to be a fluke because I was talking to her about a program to be set up for fine arts. And in the meantime, I was thinking about myself as well. I walked down there asking for other people and came out with my own answers. And basically, I have parents who support me, and one of their major concerns is that they don't have to support me for the rest of my life, or that I don't come out of school and starve, quote-unquote, as all actors will. But I just had to find something, or I was looking for something that I would still be involved in the arts because I knew that I don't think I'd be happy anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you know, we threw around some of the career possibilities and some of the things that I could use my theater education in. And we came up with arts management and just, I know my ultimate goals are directing and in the actual performance level, but I also realized that when I come out of school, those aren't going to be readily available. And so I wanted to be doing something that I could work towards more goals. So I think when I get out with a career, it won't be just, well, this is the career I'm going to be in forever. It'll be more like, this is a career, and again, I'm working towards another goal.
That's all I have, Bill. Do you want to ask her any other questions?
Do you think that the way you went about choosing a major was typical? Friends go through the process of kind of being involved in one school and then another school, that sort of thing?
Well, I had a lot of friends who came in as biological science majors because of Irvine and the way it is, and they were pretty set in what they wanted to do, although now, at a junior level, I see them switching around and fluttering. But then I had the friends who came in undeclared, and there was a few majors just like me who were interested in drama but too scared or too unsure to make that kind of commitment. And it was a typical process for us to start in another major and kind of then eventually, once you got comfortable with the school and the academic process, to kind of make the decisions as to what you really wanted to study.
When you came here as a freshman, did you feel pressure from your parents or from high school counselors to get a major and go for a four-year degree?
Yes, extreme pressure.
Could you kind of rephrase that, because my question won't be on the tape?
Oh, I think there is a real pressure from parents and advisors to get a four-year degree, to go into school with a set goal and just to get done, because I think one of them is a financial thing. It's expensive to go to school, and they feel like, well, if you're just fluttering around, you're going to waste money and time. And another one is just that people believe you should just get into a career, and that's where you belong for the rest of your life, is in this little niche. You find your niche in life. And I think that's just strong from different generations because of maybe the struggle for money or whatever. And education or higher education may be new to a lot of different families. You know, it's maybe the first child going on to college or something like that. And it's very career-oriented. Everything is, you have to come out with a career. It isn't so much what are you going to learn along the way. So the pressure was really strong to get in and get out with a degree and a career in mind.
Yeah, and at least my folks always had the same attitude about careers as well, that you'd have one and you'd die if whatever you started when you were 23.
And unfortunately it was like doctor, lawyer, teacher, Indian chief, I mean the whole thing. Very rarely could you come in and say, I'm going to be a technician or something. It's like, what is that? Or, you know, it was just very set things, and I think like doctor, lawyer, and teacher are the only careers they considered really careers, but how many doctors, lawyers, and teachers can you have in the world, you know, and how many people are really interested in them?
It sounds really good.
Yeah, see the
Okay, I'm a fifth-year senior, and I have a lot of fine arts background, especially in the field of dance. I danced with the San Francisco Ballet for a while, and I danced in a small jazz company that was local in the San Francisco Bay Area. And when I'd always been exposed to fine arts through my parents. They had always seen that I was well-rounded and educated in the field. They would take me to see musicals and plays, and they'd always take me backstage to show me what went on backstage. And I was very involved in plays and musicals in the community and in high school.
When you came in as a freshman, what was your major?
My major was dance, and when I was a freshman, my major was dance, and I discovered through for the first 2 years I was here, that was what I wanted to do. But then, my junior year, I had an injury, and I got to look back and see, now is this the way I want to spend my life? Is this the degree I want to get? And I looked around and I discovered that there was a lot of other fields in the fine arts that I hadn't been able to explore. And so I decided to change my major to fine arts interdisciplinary so I can graduate with a major that was more general and that I could have a broader education.
Mm-hmm. You know, your decision to switch major was because of an injury. If you didn't have that injury, do you think you would have gone on and just majored in dance? What was your experience in that?
If I hadn't had the injury, I think that I still would have changed my major. It's just that the injury made me wake up and realize that this isn't really what I want to do. And I think sometimes it may have made it easier for me to change, because when people ask me why, I said, well, I'm hurt. But now I come to realize that it's more or less because I really wanted to. I could have gone on and gotten my degree in dance in 3 years, but I decided to stay the extra, go the fourth year and stay the extra fifth year to complete a major that would give me more knowledge and make me a better, well-rounded person, so that when I did go out and attempt to get a job in whatever field I decide, I would have a little knowledge of everything, and I could really make it a lot easier. My career goal is to find a job that would encompass my fine arts background and let me be creative at the same time. I was looking towards advertising or fine arts production. The behind the camera has always interested me, and also in the offices, and I was also looking towards being a booking agent or just anything where I could use my own knowledge and my own creativity. I don't mind working for someone as long as I have a lot of freedom doing that.
So it sounds like you really haven't solidified exactly what you want to do. You're looking at some general areas.
Yes. I haven't found out exactly what I wanted to do because I feel I'm still young. And since I really don't know what I want, I feel I can look around and discover what I want. I know most people in the business world the first job they get is not necessarily what their career is going to be, and they go through a lot of career changes in their life. And so I'm in no hurry. It would be nice to find what I wanted to do just drop in my lap next year when I graduate, but I know that's not going to happen, so I won't worry about it.
You are an entry freshman. What do you advise them as far as how to go about choosing a major?
When I advise incoming freshmen, I tell them to not be afraid to change their major and not be afraid to explore other majors. If they come in very narrow-minded, sometimes when they run into trouble later on, they panic because they don't know where else they can go. I advise incoming freshmen to take classes in all the different fields offered at Irvine. That's why I like the new breadth requirement, because it makes them take a broader-based general education. Whereas the old breadth requirement, you could really just take in three schools and get away with it. I also, in the fine arts field, I advise incoming freshmen to take a little bit in each of the arts, because it's very important that you understand how each of the disciplines work and how your field ties into all of them. Like in art studio, you could just limit yourself to painting. But if you go into the drama field, you also notice that you would paint scenes, you would design sets, and they may really find that that's what interests them, and they never really knew it. Or in the dance, you can go into art history and find that a lot of art, like Picasso, it influenced a lot of the early 20th century ballet that was done, and this could be a study of a field that you never knew existed before. So I advise fine arts majors to make sure they take classes in other fields so they can really discover why their art is so important.
How do you feel about making it, like you're interdisciplinary right now, mm-hmm. how would you go about making, after you've done your career choice, how would you solidify, this is what I want to do? Are you just saying that after you graduate, you're just going to go from one job to another? Or are there any things that, while you're in school this year, you can do to make sure that once you graduate, at least you'll like that job or you'll have a job after you graduate?
Well, the way I look for a job is what I've based my activities on in college. Like, I've been a part of the graduate record, which is like a yearbook here at Irvine, and you are in like graphics, and you learn about printing and how to make a layout and what goes into the printing of an article or and photographs, and how you deal with that side of the advertising. And I found that very interesting. And that's why I believe I could find a career in advertising. I've also done a lot of activities, like I've worked on public speaking, and I've worked on speaking in front of large groups, which gives you the poise to be able to go out on an interview and not be all nervous and not stammer and stutter and to be afraid. I also worked with I've worked with many large groups and dealing with people at UCI and it with the administration, and I've worked as an advisor in other positions that has helped me really get a clue as to what people are all about. And I think if you're able to handle yourself with people in whatever field you go into, you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want. Now, I think advertising is my goal right now, just because of having worked with brochures and things like that, and being able to put together a campaign, because I've had to put together brochures and make them sellable, that as an outside activity, that it really will help me more than a lot of the classes I'm taking in this particular field. And I think if a student gets involved, they will find their niche. They will find what interests them, because I know a lot of bio majors who not necessarily will go into being a doctor, but they'll go into administration of hospitals and things like that, because they have discovered that their interest not only lies in bio, but they ran for a ASUCI position and really realized that's what they wanted. So I advise going out and checking out what UCI offers besides classes. The student involvement here, there are over 200 clubs registered with ASUCI, and if a person just goes out and looks, they'll find something that'll help them get a job in the future.
You know, did you ever use any of career planning and placement services? And if so, you know, at what points in your academic career did you use them?
I used SIGGI when I was a freshman. They offered it and they said it was a good thing to take. And it pointed out, that was the first time I was ever pointed out that I might find a career other than just dance as a performer, that I might look towards direction and towards advertising and towards something creative, art, graphics, or something like that. And I ignored it at that time. But when my junior year came around and I decided that I think it'd be a good idea if I changed my major, that I really thought back on what I had used. I had gained during SIGGI, and remembered that, well, there are all these other fields. I'm not limited. I shouldn't panic. I've used also career planning and placement for the past 3 summers to find jobs for myself during the summer that are just strictly summer positions that it could help me just gain a little knowledge of different fields. Like, I've worked in fashion, and I've worked in an office building, and I've seen how businesses of these type are run, and I've found the career planning and placement job board to be the best thing for students, because people who phone in tend to want a university student, and they want a higher caliber student as opposed to someone who goes to just a state college or JC, because in talking to my employers, they prefer university students because they feel they are more well-rounded, they are more higher qualified for the positions, and they'll get a better person in the job. So that's about all I've used in career planning and placement.
If you had to do it all over again.
Oh dear.
What would you have done differently and why?
If I had to do it all over again, and I knew what I know today, I would have come in as a fine arts interdisciplinary major or an undeclared major and explored just a little more, because I look around now and I know fine arts is where I want to be, but I would have wished I could have taken more classes in social ecology or in social science, because I wonder if maybe that would have been something that would have interested me too, because I've also maybe could have thought about a double major at the time. And I think I would have not limited myself as much, and I think I would have been a little more braver and gone out and explored the more outside activities and more more career outside activities, I would have looked to the ASUCI clubs and all the activities that are registered there, and I think I would have been a little bit more outgoing and gone in and say that I would be interested in joining your club instead of sitting back going, well, someone else can do it, because no one else can do it for but you. And I think I would have been a little more career-minded when I came into UCI, not necessarily a specific career, but instead of just coming from high school and going into college and taking classes like I've always been taught, that's what you do, I would have planned more for a career, and I would have taken more learning skills sessions, and I would have taken more job-oriented sessions, classes, plus my creative fine arts classes. And sometimes I do wish I could do it all over again, but then again, I know I'm going to be happy with what I graduate with, and we'll just have to see what the future leads to.